Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Albert, do you want to play football with Jarvis Landry?
At his pro camp? Want to?
Yeah, would you like
I don't know if that. I don't know if that'd go very well for you guys.
No.
Maybe Dustin. Could Dustin still roll with him? You think you lock him up?
Dustin, what do you think?
I think I jam him at the line of scrimmage, then I'd pull a hamstring.
Or a calf.
Or calf muscle. Or something. I think I could jam him, but that's about it.
Well, that's better than me. I might pull a hamstring walking to the field.
Albert, yesterday we were talking about it. You mentioned that teams have called the Browns talk about that a little bit, because teams call teams all the time. It doesn't mean Joe Schobert's necessarily on the trading block just because, but teams are calling teams all the time about guys they might be interested in, right?
Sure. Yeah. So let me take you through this. This is obviously a very active time for trading, because the draft is a couple of weeks. I just tell you that, obviously when teams are talking about trading draft picks, a lot of stuff's on contingent. Right, so in a lot of cases it can be, well, if this guy's available then we might want to move here, or if this guy's here then we might want to move there. And a lot of times these things happen, you know, while teams are on the clock or during the draft itself, like the Trent Brown thing, for example, last year. Nobody made a big deal of that, and that happened the Friday on the Friday of the draft, and the guy winds up being the starting left tackle for the Super Bowl champions, you know. So these things can often happen, you know, on the fly, and can be dependent on one thing or another happening in the draft. So lots of names are sort of thrown around this time of year. And, so my process is sort of to go through with different teams. Okay, you're hearing this, you're hearing that. What veteran names do you hear? And I can tell you I've got a list full of them. And Joe Schobert's name was just one that popped up in conversation. That doesn't mean that the Browns' phone's been ringing off the hook. It doesn't mean that they're out there actively shopping him. It just means that his name has come up when teams have talked trade. And it makes some sense, guys, if you really think about it. They love Jannard Avery. Christian Kirksey's obviously on a long-term deal. And they signed Adarius Taylor. So they have, you know, some pieces at that position. They've got some draft. If they can get some draft capital back, maybe they feel like they can replace him. And obviously Joe Schobert's in a contract year. And so you just look at those certain, you look at some of the elements there and it makes some sense. And again, like, it's not one of these things where the Browns are out there calling every team in the league asking what they can get for Joe Schobert. It's just, his name's come up in trade discussions.
So what do you think, Albert, they could get from? Maybe a mid-round pick?
Yeah, and I think, like, a lot of people will look at that and say, well, he's a really good player. Do you really want to give up a mid-round pick for him? Or do you really want to take a mid-round pick for him? Well, you know, I think the way teams generally look at this is, you know, if you think there's a good player for you there in the third round, say, or in the fourth round, right? Sure. You get 4 years of that guy versus maybe 1 year of Joe Schobert. Maybe they've come to the conclusion at this point that they're not going to be able to re-sign him. I don't know that, but, you know, a lot of times that's the way teams look at it, is when they've got a guy in a contract year, it's like, okay, we've only got 1 year left of this guy, but if we've got a tick coming back, we've got a chance to develop a guy on a cheap contract for 4 years. So that can be part of the deal. And, of course, the Browns are in this situation where suddenly they've got a star-studded roster and a lot of mouths to feed, you know, and sometimes that can, you know, cause teams to be in a position where it's like, we need to get younger at some key spots so we can cut some corners financially.
We're talking with Albert Breer, MMQB. On the non-trade front, Albert, we have news on Tyreek Hill just coming down. Apparently the DA said this about Tyreek Hill and that situation. He said, "We believe that a crime has occurred, but the evidence does not conclusively establish who committed the crime, and so no charges are going to be filed against Tyreek Hill." Obviously, this guy has a bad history. The boy's been taken out of the home. The DA's saying a crime was committed. They said they couldn't prove that it was him, whatever. What do you think is going to happen with this situation?
I believe that was at 3 p.m. Central, right? So it must have just happened.
Just happened.
But I knew that, you know, obviously the announcement was coming today. I think this is one of those cases that's sort of interesting just because, something happened, right? Like, very clearly something happened. There's a dispute over what happened. And I think in the past we've seen the league take action on guys who, you know, haven't even maybe, like, haven't necessarily been proven to do anything wrong, but have put themselves in these sorts of situations. And, you know, this is a guy with obviously, you know, a history of domestic violence. And, you know, the league could very well say, you know, well, wait a second, like, you put yourself in this situation. So even if you did nothing wrong, we think that it's appropriate to take some sort of action against you. So that could happen. I'm not saying it will happen. That could happen. And of course, you know, they've taken on investigations over the last year. So that certainly could be part of the equation too. I will say this, if I'm the Chiefs right now, you got Tyreek Hill going into a contract year, I would probably be a little leery about the idea of going to where I think they were planning on going, which is to around $20 million a year to keep him.
Albert, are the Browns frustrated that Odell Beckham Jr. is not here for voluntary minicamp?
I think it's at least interesting. You know, I saw, you know, obviously Le'Veon Bell, same thing. And I know these things are voluntary. Dustin, you could answer this better than I can if you were a player. I just think, like, I mean, look, I respect guys' time and everything else, but here's the thing. You're in a new place. You've got a new coach in that place in both cases. And, like, this is sort of a time to sort of set the tone and start, right? Like, and, like, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to be about. Like, we're going to start putting in the system. You're going to start to learn here. And I think even, like, the symbolic presence of the best players in the team matters, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, do I think it's going to cost them a game in October? No. But do I think it's irrelevant? I don't think it's irrelevant. Like, I think it's, you know, sort of important to, you know, send that message to the rest of the players in the team that, you know, you're taking this seriously. You're in a new spot and you're as invested as they are, you know? And so, again, like, I'm not infringing on anyone's, you know, I wouldn't want to infringe on anybody's time that they have to themselves, but, you know, I think it's fair to ask some questions. You know, if a guy's in a new spot with a first-year coach and everybody's trying to establish something, why they wouldn't see it as necessary to show up for that.
It's funny, Albert, because every time this subject gets brought up, people get so angry. We talked about this yesterday. We didn't make a big deal about it. We said it was a minor thing. And people get annoyed at that. Think you're making yeah. if you bring up it's like if you bring up the subject at all,
it's like we're against the
you're
team
making
or
a big
yeah,
deal
exactly.
about it. It's not a big deal as you say. I looked at it as more not that it's such a negative that he's not there. I very slight. It's more that it would have been a nice positive had he been there. That's how I think about
That's
it.
That's a fair way to look at it. I mean, I do think like it look, it's an and I think it was a nice gesture for him to show up on day one. You know what I mean? Like I thought that was to me, like that was something that, like, all right, like you know, he's showing some investment to Freddie Kitchens. He, you know, like, obviously, you know, the date of the start of the off-season program got moved up for him because because he had been on a team in the Giants that had a sitting head coach and was going to start 2 weeks later. So I thought it was a nice gesture that he showed up day one and moved everything else aside to make that happen. I think the important thing here is. And look, like again, like I think everybody would rather have him there and have the most important players in the team there for the first mini camp with a new coach. To me, the really important thing here is the communication and to make sure the communication is happening with coaches, to make sure the communication is happening with teammates. And
sure.
so
yeah.
if there was something important Odell had to do, that's fine. I just think that like the important thing here to make sure that you continue to get off on the right foot in a new place is to make sure that whatever the reason was for not being there, even though you don't have to do it by rule, right, that like the communication's in the right place. Because when it's not, that's when things can go the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm just concerned about this season, this offseason. This is a new team. He's coming in with new teammates, a brand-new coach.
Sure.
If this was next year, Albert, I'd be like, dude, see you in July.
Cares?
Like, I don't care. Yeah. Or whenever you have, you know, they have a mandatory minicamp coming up as well, but I wouldn't care about it if it was like next year. But because it's a new team, because you got traded here, because I think you want to send the message, like he's on Twitter defending himself, defending his character, that he's not toxic, that he's not a bad teammate. And I'm sure he's a great teammate. But his teammates don't know him. All they have to go off of is what Gettleman's saying.
Right, right. And I think it's like you said, Bo, it's an opportunity,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's an opportunity to build relationships. It's an opportunity to, you know, show people without telling them that what people have said about you in the past is wrong, right? Like, it's just, there's this opportunity there for him, like, to do all of that. And again, you know, like the voluntary thing, that was negotiated by the players, and you know, that was an important win for them in the CBA negotiations, and I understand all that. But like, it does feel like a blown opportunity for Odell Beckham to build relationships with his teammates, to show his teammates who he is, to learn the system, to come in and send the right positive, set the right positive tone. And I mean, how about this part too, guys? To make it so other people in the organization don't have to answer questions about it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like, good point.
So they don't have to sit there and answer for him. Now, if he skips next week when there's no mini camp, skips whatever, you know, if that happens, fine. But that's part of it too, is like, you know, I think, you know, like a lot of the best players in the league are very aware of their standing and understand, and I know Brady was this way, but they understand when they're gone that other people have to answer for them, you know?
Right, right.
And like, that's the part that I think sort of sucks, is that, like, you know, Freddie Kitchens and Jarvis Landry and Baker Mayfield, all those guys have to answer for him now, you know? And that's, I mean, that part of it is, you know, it's part of, I think, what was, you know, what's a blown opportunity here to get off on the right foot.
All right, Albert, it's prediction time. Where is Kyler Murray going one? If he does, where will Josh Rosen end up, and where will Dwayne Haskins end up?
I think he's going number one. I don't know that, but I still think he's going number one.
Yeah.
I would tell you that I think Dwayne Haskins is going to be the subject of a trade up. And now I believe he could go as high as third overall. I think the range for him is now, I would have told you before today, 3 to 4 to 15. I think it's now 3 to 15, somewhere between the third pick and 15th pick. And then Josh Rosen, like, there are a surprising low number of suitors for him. It'll be interesting to see when he actually gets out on the block. And the team that I've sort of kept my eye on throughout is the Los Angeles Chargers, who I don't know that they were wild about him last year, but I think that they would be open to the opportunity to trade for a player if he is coming at a little bit of a discount.
By the way, Albert, do you think the Bengals are going to draft a quarterback this year?
I wouldn't rule it out. Like, I would say if they do, I keep my eye on Dwayne Haskins there too.
All right. Interesting. You think Dorsey trades up to the first round?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Oh.
Very good.
No, I mean, unless he decides to just recklessly shop Joe Schobert, like I apparently reported yesterday.
Misquoted. Misquoted.
Take it out on Lima.
Lima's been misquoting us all day, all morning.
He's just stirring stuff up. Don't worry about him.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Albert. Yeah, thanks, Albert. Man.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Albert Breer, MMQB.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.